Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to many folks' hearts throughout the state of Minnesota, disaster preparedness. Seems like we've had just lots of Mother Nature-related disasters lately.
Right. It's been a bizarre year, and now especially with last week in southern Minnesota, a lot of people are really kind of looking around and going, wow, we didn't see this coming. You know, it's one thing to stand there in March and say, look at all the snow, this is going to be really bad in a month. It's another thing to stand there watching the rain falling and saying, it's going to be really bad in 6 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It's been pretty difficult for a lot of folks in the southern part of the state. And certainly the southern part of the state isn't alone in having issues with natural kinds of disasters. So.
Right. It can happen anywhere. It can be natural. It can be man-made. And that's why it's so important for communities, especially rural communities, where they can't expect to be rescued immediately, that these towns have a disaster plan. I was talking to a city council member of a small city yesterday, and as the rain was falling there and the water was rising, the mayor wasn't around. Because of budget cuts and other odd circumstances, they had no police on duty.
Wow.
And everybody didn't know what to do, and nobody could find the disaster plan.
Whoa.
And so they realized at that moment they needed to figure out what was going on. Now, they did get it together and got it worked out pretty well, but it was a pretty big moment of panic there for a bit.
Right, and that is illustrative of what needs to happen in rural Minnesota to be prepared for these kinds of things, because as we found out, you can suddenly go from everything's just business as usual to holy cow, in a couple hours we're in some pretty big trouble.
Yep, and it doesn't even take a tornado.
No.
And especially in rural areas, besides cities needing disaster plans, individuals need disaster plans too. Back in 1991 in the Halloween blizzard, it was 36 inches of snow to the north, but to the south it was ice, and there were farms around Albert Lea and all over southern Minnesota that they didn't get their power back for 2 weeks.
Which is, that's a disaster.
It is a disaster, and you need to have some plan to know what to do, because it's people aren't necessarily going to be rescuing you immediately.
Well, there's no doubt that people who lose power especially have a lot of issues. It's quite a disaster when you have all of the perishables in your home unavailable for eating. That's a big problem.
So it is, it is just so important for communities, the smallest communities, to really, talk to your city council, talk to your fire department, your police department, make sure that there's some kind of comprehensive disaster plan. There are agencies like the Association of Minnesota Counties and League of Minnesota Cities that can help communities with coming up with things like this. And no town is too small to be prepared and have a plan for something like that.
All right. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.